From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Election results were finalized in a handful of cities today, where new mayors will take the reins. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
Last year, residents in the Big Cottonwood Canyon community of Brighton voted to incorporate as an official town. This year, they picked Dan Knoop to be their first mayor. In West Jordan, Dirk Burton will take over as that city's first so-called strong mayor, which gives the city leader more executive power. A tight Salt Lake City Council race resulted in incumbent Charlie Luke, currently the council chairman, losing his East Side seat. Challenger Dan Dugan campaigned as a staunch opponent to the Inland Port and won by 2%. New municipal officials will be sworn in by their cities in January. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
This week, Provo City Council rolled out what they're calling citizens' agendas, council meeting agendas designed to be easier for everyone to understand. Karen Tapahi, Provo's community relations coordinator, spearheaded the idea. She's created an additional description for each agenda item, ditching complicated legal language and jargon. Tapahi says she hopes more people get involved earlier in lawmaking.
We would love to have their input while it's still in the decision process.
By law, all agendas are available online at least 24 hours before a city council meeting. Down in northern San Juan County, few rules have existed to control growth. But that changed today when the county commission passed a zoning map and building ordinances for the unincorporated area called Spanish Valley. The new rules limit overnight rentals to certain areas and include lighting restrictions to protect dark night skies. The move coincides with water and sewer service coming to Spanish Valley, as well as increased development pressure from growth in Moab. Utah's Department of Workforce Services announced it will collect less in unemployment insurance taxes from the state's employers for 2019. Unemployment insurance taxes pay benefits to those who become unemployed through no fault of their own. Officials point to the strong health of Utah's trust fund and a decrease in filed unemployment claims as reasons for collecting less. Lower unemployment tax rates mean employers get to keep more of their earnings. 2019's collection is projected to be around $156 million. Utah's ski season began with a slow start today. Brighton became the first of Utah's 15 resorts to open, making the announcement in a surprise move last night. KUER's John Reed was there.
Brighton announced late yesterday that today was opening day. It was last minute, but all skier Patty Brown needed to hear.
I got my gear, and I called my girlfriend, and I said, come on, let's go up. And she's at the mouth of the canyon now.
Brown is one of a few hundred skiers and snowboarders that made it to the slopes today. With little snow, neighboring resort Solitude decided to push their opening back a week. But Brighton officials managed to open with two lifts running in about 12 inches of mostly man-made snow. Nathan Rafferty of Ski Utah says a lot goes into getting a ski resort up and running. And that's hard to balance with changes in snowfall.
In a perfect world, we get it early and often, but you know, you don't want it too early, you don't want it too late, your resorts are still working on projects.
Park City and Bryanhead are expected to open next on November 22nd. John Reed, KUER News.
And in weather, we are seeing precipitation moving in statewide, especially tomorrow. It'll be wet around much of Utah, and winter conditions are expected at higher elevations. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.